This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Funding is an essential part of the Malaysian arts landscape, with most arts makers relying on government or corporate financial support. The INZO Arts Fund aims to help bridge this gap by seeding works by younger or emerging arts makers with 100,000 ringgit available to fund up to 10 projects. Joining me today to tell us more is Yi Jan Tan, who is CEO of the INZO Arts and Culture Foundation. Thank you for joining me, Yi Jan.
Hi.
Why don't you start off by telling us, you know, the INZO Arts Fund.
Yes.
What is the purpose of the fund?
Right. INZO Arts and Culture Foundation was founded in 2015. And in 2017, we started the feature project called INZO Arts Fund. So basically, we're looking into the ecosystem of the arts and cultural growth, and there are many gaps that we have to fill. So this is one of the projects we thought it might help the younger artists age 18 to 35, to kickstart their creative projects.
And this name, INZO Arts Fund,
yes.
What does it mean and where does it come from?
Right. INZO actually is two Chinese characters. So in is cloud, so is hand. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's taken from Tai Chi. And we have this idea of, because clouds, the form of clouds is ever changing, and we are like shaping the arts and culture in the country. So it's sort of, the arts and culture is ever changing as well through times.
Yeah. Mm. And you are looking at giving out a total of 100,000 ringgit. But the idea is to split it up among 10 different projects, is it?
Yes.
Does that mean each project gets the same amount?
In the criteria, they actually terms where they can apply an amount between 3,000 to 10,000. So it depends on their needs. So actually, last year and the year before, we had 13 recipients each year because we had that capacity to actually cover a few more because some of them didn't ask for 10,000.
And where does the funding for the grants come from?
Actually, it's from Purple Cane, the company, and also the council members of the foundation.
And this is the third year, right,
yeah,
that the Arts Fund has been going,
yeah,
on. What was the idea behind starting the fund in the first place?
Because we saw a lot of people doing a lot of interesting projects in town, and we covered a lot of different art forms, so there is no restriction in art forms. So basically, as long as it's arts and culture related, it's creative, and they can apply. So there is a wide range of applicants and recipients as well. Yeah.
But why did a company like Purple Cane want, mm-hmm, to go into funding the arts?
I mean, they started the company from the cultural point of view. So basically, when they first started in the 80s, it's more like looking into the culture of tea, Chinese tea, mm-hmm, drinking tea. So it has always had this root of culture supporter.
So the Arts Fund, though, it's administered through the INZO Cultural Foundation.
Yes.
So what is the INZO Cultural Foundation?
So we currently had a few projects in hand. So upcoming, apart from the Arts Fund, we also run an international forum in conjunction to the recipient exhibition of the Arts Fund. And then we also starting different residency platform in cities outside of Klang Valley. So trying to dig out all these special arts and culture related elements of this smaller town. And also we will run a capacity building program in future to nurture a lot more arts administrators, arts leaders, creative entrepreneurs, yeah.
And at this point for this round of arts funding, mm-hmm, are you looking at funding across the board any kind of artistic practice?
Yes. So in the past, we actually had like short film, performing arts, theatre, dance, music, installation art, publications, even like arts and culture related research and archive projects, yeah.
And what have been some of the projects that you have funded in the past that have been presented?
There is this project by a theatre troupe. They're called Plastic City Theatre Troupe. So they actually, one of our recipients last year, they work on like a shadow puppet with the recycled materials, especially focusing on plastics. So they got this funding, and then they had an exchange program in Chiang Mai with another puppet shadow puppet artists in Chiang Mai, and they created new piece and perform in Chiang Mai and Penang. There's one project, it's about women abused issues. So she's actually a body painting artist, and her friends suffer from the abuse in women. So this artist combined actually this idea of body painting for awareness, and then created this project based on this issue of abused women. Yeah, there's this project called All for Others. They actually based in the Zhongshan building. They did this research on the social growth based on the arts and culture direction, and they had this online platform that featured this content of their research. Yeah, it's more archival based. Yeah,
so it does sound like it's quite a wide variety of projects that you have funded in these in the past 2 years, I suppose. So what is the criteria that you're looking at when you get the applications?
Usually the first criteria that we focus, it's the originality and creativity, because there are a lot of applicants. We usually receive about more than hundreds, and then we could only fund 10 of them. The originality and creativity, it's most important criteria. And there's another criteria where we look into, it's the longevity of the project. So as long the project can be expanded, it could be a featured direction, and then they look into the project from different perspective or with different art forms approach, or it could be the same project that could be like restaged or republished or so it's the longevity of how it can be expanded in future, because also we do not actually restrict that they can receive this funding at the same time apply for other fundings. And there is another criteria which is realistic, like in real world it is doable. Because sometimes we do receive some applicants, they have these bombastic ideas, but it's not really realistic. You can't really do it in the real life. Yeah.
Right. So other than these, and these are actually very practical practical criteria, in terms of theme or approach, do you guys just leave it open?
Yeah, we are quite open about the focus of their project. But of course, if it covers, for example, the examples I spoken earlier, if they cover like social issues at the same time, so there is this crossover of art and other industry, it's even more, it's better,
Is the fund open only to Malaysian artists?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Malaysian citizen aged 18 to 35.
And does the work itself have to also be presented here in Malaysia?
Not really. As long as the applicant is Malaysian,
So who are the judges for the fund? Who decides whether they get it or not?
Okay, we actually have two stages in selection. So first, we select 30 preliminary projects, and then we will invite five judges from different background. But we rotate, so we try not to repeat the same judges every year, because they tend to be like they will have the same taste. Yeah, so we usually rotate and invite judges from different background of the arts. Yeah.
So you mentioned two stages. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
So the deadline for application is 15th of June this year, and we will first go through one round of screening, and then we select 30 of them. So these 30 finalists will have to come for interview with the judges, And through the interview, judges will select 10 out of the 30.
Yeah. So there's an interview component to the fund as well.
Yeah.
So what would your advice be to, artists or arts makers who do want to apply for the fund? You know, what should they keep in mind when they're doing the applications?
We actually had this restriction in words for the application this year. We don't do that previously because we thought we wanted to keep it open. But then we thought it's fair for like limited word count. So within that 500 words, how do they actually go straight to the point, like what is special about this project? So actually Saturday on the 25th of May, we have a workshop coming up. It's about how to write a good proposal. So it's 3 o'clock at the Shaw Parade. Anyone who would like to attend, it's open to everybody. You could register through our website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is inxo.org.
Yes.
Yeah. From the last two rounds of the funding, what are some of the common mistakes that you've seen with applications?
This is also the reason why we run the workshop in writing proposals, because we see that issues, there are some projects which is really interesting, but somehow artists couldn't translate them in language, in words, because some artists, they're not professional in this field. They might be a dancer or they might be in other art forms, and the way of express is through other art forms. So that's why we thought it's great to have this chance to have this workshop.
And at the end of the funding process, what are their deliverables to you? What do you expect to see from them?
Usually because it's across different art forms, so we don't actually restrict, but then we would like to see what they propose in the proposal. So for example, sometimes a funding might be for a production, then there is a timeline actually, so by next August, so August 2020, they should finish this project. So sometimes it's for maybe, because certain projects in certain cases, they apply for a creative process. So we don't actually strictly like you have to show the end product. So as long as they show a report of the process of the whole project by the end, yeah, we're good. Yeah.
So we're just about a couple of weeks before the ending of the application process.
Yep.
How are the entries doing? You know, are you seeing some interesting things coming through?
Yeah. It's coming slowly. Yeah.
Maybe everyone's waiting for the workshop.
We are expecting them to flock in by like 5 days before the deadline.
That's
usually
Malaysian,
what happens.
Right?
Yeah.
And in terms of over the last 3 years, how have you seen the applications and the quality of the applicants? You know, have they improved? Do you see them evolving?
Yeah, actually, we are very happy to see this expansion of we do get a lot more applicants from artists outside of Klang Valley. That's one thing we try to achieve. We try to cover the entire country. And also we do see this variety of different people from different cultural background. So this is expanding as well over the year.
And where do you see this arts fund going in the future?
We have restriction of age in this INSO Arts Fund. It's between 18 to 35. But we would actually love to offer other type of funding. That's why we're actually also working on expanding the capacity. So we are now working on getting more partners, like corporations or individuals who sees the importance of arts and culture, who wants to invest into arts and culture growth in the country. I think it's always good if we could actually pull these resources together and then offer maybe bigger funding for those who are above 35 or for those who are doing it professionally full-time. Yeah.
Do you mean that you're looking at perhaps partnering with other organizations that are already offering funding?
Yes. It could be those who are already offering funding or those who would like to step into.
What is the feel? Do you get that there's interest, especially from the corporate sector, to want to partner up like this?
I think yes, because this is the era that everybody is aware about the importance of arts and culture right now, and it is growing. And the thing about Malaysia is where it's so rich in arts and culture, there's so much to do all the time.
Well, thank you very much, Ijan.
Right. Thank you.
I've been speaking to INZO Arts and Culture Foundation CEO Yi Jan Tan about the INZO Arts Fund. The fund is open to all Malaysian arts makers aged between 18 to 35, and the closing date for applications is the 15th of June. For more information, you can visit inxo.org.my. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.